The Ukrainian media called this place the Gates of Hell. Nikishina, once a village 5 kilometers south of Debaltseve, now a moonscape, saturated with the refuse of war. No house is untouched, and most are gutted. Only the dogs remain. For weeks, government forces crouched in these holes. The separatists tightened the pocket around Debaltseve, a crucial rail hub that would give them control of the main highway from Donetsk through Luhansk to the Russian border. In the final days, the two sides faced each other from either end of the village, fighting in people's bedrooms, kitchens and outbuildings. More than 1,000 people once lived here. Irina walks alone in the ruins. This is all that remains of her old life.
Three of us were living here, me, my husband, and my mother-in-law. This is the house, or what's left of it. There's the summer kitchen, there was the shed where we kept our cow, there was the garage. They took everything. This is all we have now.
Elena and Viktor have come back to feed their dogs. They just retired after long years working in the mines and on the railway. They spent weeks in the basement before finally escaping the shelling. Elena said that her house was the most beautiful on the street. Now you can't even tell where it was, let alone what it looked like.
It's just war. If there wasn't a war, none of this would have happened. We weren't here when the house was actually destroyed. We were happy just to get out when we did. Who knows who did this?
The town's World War II memorial is the only remaining witness to the fighting, its face now torn by shrapnel. In the surrounding fields, millions of summer's unharvested sunflowers stand dead, the meadows sown with rockets and mines. On January 30th, the government pulled out, and the separatists announced they had control of Nikishina. By then, there was nothing left to hold. Patrick Wells, for VOA News, Nikishina, Ukraine.